Welcome to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, brought to you by Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. The Rapala family of fishing products, including VMC hooks and 13 fishing rods, reels, and more. And the Bass Angler Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels myself and could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20. Coming up on the show this week, we head to California with former and maybe future elite Ish Monroe, who's fishing the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens in the EQ division for a second year, and he's got some thoughts about Bass's deal with One Bass as well to help get Western anglers to the nation championship and on a path to the Classic or the Elites. Also today, the Bass Chaplain, Chris Wells, will join us as he's raffling off his 2023 Nitro Z18 to raise funds for Well-Spoken Ministries. Chris is the chaplain to the Elite Series and a fascinating guy. He's coming up in just a bit. But to kick things off, look, we know that Lake Hartwell and Green Pond Landing is one of the most popular tournament destinations in the land. They've hosted four classics, numerous elite, open, nation, college, high school, and team events. But they have something coming up on December 16th that may top them all. Matt Robertson's Autumn Tournament, which will boast 250 boats. Neil Paul from Visit Anderson is hosting this thing, and he's up first to talk about it and to share some insight into the Elite Marshall Program as well. And Neil, I know you've had big events there before, but everything now pales now that you've got Matt Robertson bringing the Autumn Tournament to Hartwell. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and this is an incredible opportunity for us. You know, sometimes we have kind of our big board, and you have plans of like, hey, when can we do when can we do another classic? When can we do another elite? When can we do this? And, you know, another high school event. And then all of a sudden the phone rings one day, and it's Matt Robertson, and he wants to do the first Autumn Tournament at Lake Hartwell. And it was like, yes, absolutely, let's do it. I didn't know what we were getting into. I don't even think he knew what he was getting into. But here we are, and we've had to cap it at 250. We've got a waiting list that's like 30 people deep, and we're ready to go next week. It's going to be we're treating it like it's another one of our big events, but we're really kind of looking around like, really, what do we expect?
What are you doing, man? Don't you have enough tournaments there? I mean, you need this right before Christmas to have another big tournament. Well, go ahead.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes,
the lake has been tremendous. We've had a tremendous year. The lake's really produced well. I go back, we had a really rough, I'd say from the end of September through late October, we had something going on just like every week. And there was a part of me I was concerned about, okay, are we putting too much pressure on this thing? And then the final event in that like 6 week window, the last weekend of October, we had a college event on the lake. It was a 1 day college event, and there were 250 boats that fished that field, and 196 of the 250 boats brought in a 5 fish limit.
Wow.
And I was like, holy smokes. We just had a 2 day local college trail last week that fished, and the kid that the team that won it caught right at 37 pounds in 2 days.
Yeah.
It's still the doc talk. I'll tell you, the doc talk is, at the lake because we were a little late getting our cold weather this fall. The lake is probably three to three and a half weeks behind mm-hmm. where it would be typically at this time of year. But I can assure you somebody is going to sack fish next week in that Onum tournament and the opportunity to have Matt here. You know, we've known Matt. Matt has fished, a number of different circuits and trails prior to making the elites. We've had him here in an open. We've had him here in a team championship. I think even a nation event once and even some ABA stuff. And so we actually developed a relationship with him before a lot of people even knew who he was. And so it meant the world to me that he thought enough of us, our facilities, our lake, and our community, that when this idea spawned, that he wanted to do it here with us. So for that and that alone, we're putting a lot of effort into giving him an opportunity to really shine in this first event.
Yeah, and I think part of the reason the lake does so well is it fishes so big. I mean, it is a massive body of water, but it also, you use it all, you know, and that's the thing about it. And I think that's why, that lake seems to be so hardy because there's just so much of the lake that is productive. And I think that that's a big part of it. Neil Paul with us here as we have some fun with the Matthew Robertson Onum tournament. The way the guys got in it was a no entry fee tournament. The way they got in it was by just buying a product at the Onum website, and you could buy a hoodie or a t-shirt or a hat, and that got you entry into this tournament. And what it sets up, and I know you have a lot of charity events and things like that there around the lake as well, but it does set up an opportunity if Matt wants to turn this into even a bigger event as time goes on, for this to become a major fundraiser. I know they are going to do some things afterwards that are going to help raise funds for area high school programs and things like that. But anytime, you know, you can start out with a deal like this where you have a 250 boat field, the ideas start churning as to, okay, what can we do to give back?
Oh, 100%. And I can tell you this, his sponsors and the folks that he is close to, they have been tremendous in the number of prizes and gifts and things that they've stepped up to donate. I told somebody the other day, you're better off finishing out of the money in this deal, because you'd rather have some of the gifts that are coming than a check. And so his sponsors have stepped up really big. There's a local restaurant, AJ's Bar and Grill, that's going to host a gathering afterward. Yeah.
You've never been there though, right? I mean, this would be your first time going by there. I don't think you've ever been to AJ's, have you? I'm just wondering.
I've peeked in the window at times.
Oh, you know where it is. Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
and they're going to give a portion back. To Matt, which is going to go to the high school fishing in this area. So it's going to support high school fishing. Want to get the kids involved, want to give back to the kids. And his thing in the beginning was, hey, do you think we can get 50 to 75 boats? And I said, well, we'll get 75 boats. I had no idea we'd get 250, but I'm really excited about it. And I know he is too. And there's actually some other elite guys.
Yeah.
According to Matt, there are some other elite anglers that are going to come and participate in the event as well and support him. So I think that's really cool. And it shows a camaraderie among the elites that you don't always get everywhere.
He's such a great guy, and he's shown us in recent years that he's not just about the flash. This kid can fish. I mean, he is on him. I mean, he catches good fish, and there's good things coming down the road for Matthew Robertson for sure. All right, before I let you go, I need you to give me a minute and a half or so about the Marshall program. You're one of the most active marshals of anybody that I know. You've done this so many times, and the Marshall program is open right now, where people can sign up to be a marshal on the upcoming 2024 Elite Series. And it's not like you're just sitting there dozing off in the boat. Just talk about how much you can learn from sitting in a boat for 8 hours with one of these pros.
To me, it's the best program out there. I mean, and I've said this before, I think oftentimes as men or as anglers, we think we know it all. And it's hard for us to admit that we can learn something without a rod in our hand. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, when you take that opportunity to get in the boat with that angler, you step into his office, in his workplace, and you're not competing against other co-anglers, you're not competing against other anglers. You have a front row seat in his office, and you get to watch him work throughout the course of the day. I tell people it's the best learning opportunity out there. I've not had a situation yet where I've been paired with an angler who gave me a bad experience. Mm-hmm. There's always a learning experience to be had, whether you're with a guy that catches 8 pounds that day or a guy that catches 24 pounds that day. There's always an opportunity to pick up and learn something new. And even the relationships that I've been able to develop with anglers just from the opportunities to spend a day in the boat with them is tremendous. I highly encourage anybody that's out there, if you're thinking about it, I would get on Bassmaster.com, get logged on, register for an event in your area, and I think you would not be disappointed. And also give a shout out to AFCO, what they do to sponsor the program,
yeah,
and what AFCO's done to establish their footprint in the freshwater fishing industry, especially bass fishing, and their relationship at Bass is there's not a company AFCO is second to none, and they do a tremendous job to support the Marshall program. So can't thank them enough. But I've already signed up. I've got, I think, 4 events in the hopper for next year. So I'm really looking forward to being out there with the guys and having an opportunity to learn. And I would encourage you to do the same.
Neil Paul has been our guest from Visit Anderson. Neil, appreciate you so much. If we don't have a chance to talk before Christmas, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I'll look forward to seeing you again down the road.
Merry Christmas to you, Tom, and everyone out there that enjoys this show on a weekly basis. Thank you.
All right, thank you. That is Neil Paul, great friend of Bassmaster Radio. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, the Bass Chaplain. That's right, Chris Wells. We're staying in the upstate, and we'll talk to him next here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk about something that is really very, very cool. You guys might know about Chris Wells. He is the Bass Chaplain. He is the chaplain to the Elite Series and certainly does a lot of other really, really good things as well. Well-Spoken Ministries is his deal. And he has got a boat giveaway coming up, and it is going to be on December 16th. It's a 2023 Nitro Z18 bass boat that they will be giving away, and he's going to tell us all about it and some of the other stuff that they're going on with the ministry as well. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Chris, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Man, thank you, Tom. I appreciate you guys having me here today. I'm doing real well.
So let's talk about this deal a little bit. Now, how long have you been doing this where you give away, a boat or where you raffle off a boat to raise funds for the Well-Spoken Ministries?
You know what? We started this in about 6 years ago, and it came out of just a flat-out need. I was the chaplain for the Bassmaster Elite Series, and we were kind of on a shoestring budget. Mm-hmm. And we were I would, sleep in my truck one day and then get a motel room the next day, and it kind of went like that. And someone suggested that we try the boat giveaway. I believe it was Randy Howell. And we began to pray about it, and we did it, and God just blessed it. And I wish I could give everybody a boat. I really do, because this would be the 6th boat that I've given away. And so it's really been a great deal for our ministry.
So this is a Nitro Z18 with a 150 on it, Lowrance Ghost trolling motor. It's got the 2 Lowrance Elite graphs on it, a couple of power poles. I mean, this thing is decked out pretty well. The only thing is, I imagine it has some pretty good fish odor maybe in the carpet, because, you're a pretty well-accomplished fisherman yourself. You're not just a chaplain for the elites. You're a guy that will get out there and fish a little bit.
Well, man, I appreciate you saying that, but I always tell people there's a reason I'm the chaplain and not on the tour. But we did get to fish in this boat a little more. My wife passed away about 1 year and 8 months ago, and so I didn't have anybody to tell me no this year.
Yeah.
So I did get a little more fishing. Most people think I fish all the time, but actually I just get to ride in the boat and watch the greatest guys in the world fish. And I love my job. But this is a great boat. This is decked out as an 18-foot boat can be. And Nitro's done a real good job with that boat, and we're really excited to be a part of that.
Now, you mentioned that, and we're sorry to hear about your wife going way too young, but you get out there on the water, and there's just something about it that's spiritual, you know, and I know, especially if I go out alone, you know, you'd be out there, and it is a great chance to commune with Jesus, to talk, you know, think about your life and what's going on, and just take in all of God's beauty, because really nowhere do you see it more than at some of the great bodies of water that we have around the country.
That's exactly right. You know, the Bible tells us that God made the creation so the creator can be seen, and he is certainly seen in our creation and in our sport.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So tell folks more about how they get involved with this thing and how much time they've got between now and next Saturday to get registered to get a raffle ticket.
Sure. We're going to be there we'll be at Bass Pro Shops in Greenville, South Carolina, up until 5 p.m. You can go to www.chriswells.org to get your tickets. If you can't remember that, just type in Google the Bass Chaplain, and I'll be the first one that comes up, or you can call me and get a ticket. But we'll be selling tickets up until 4 p.m. on December the 16th. We're going to cut off all internet sales then. Then you can still buy one in person if you come by and be with us, and we'd love to have you, you know, at the event. You can buy them up to 4:50 p.m. in person. And then at 5, we will draw a winner for 10 reels, and everybody that wins a reel, can their name's put back in. So you can actually win a reel and a boat. And so everybody will be put back in the drawing, and then we'll have a random person, usually it's a child, from Bass Pro Shop, to pull that ticket out, and somebody's going to win my Nitro. And I'm going to drive it to you no matter where you are, unless you're in South Africa. And I've already made a deal with that guy. He bought a ticket, and I said, I'm going to take it as far as Charleston, South Carolina. You got to go, you know, from there. So I can't drive it to South Africa. So.
You can go to chriswells.org to buy tickets as well. It's chriswells.org, and that's where you can get the tickets. You know, the next one you got, we got to get a neat, you know, Bass Chaplain rap on this thing, you know? I mean,
I'd love that. Yeah. I'd love to have the Bass Chaplain Fishing Podcast rap on it. Let me tell you, I want to share something with you really quick. This year on the Bassmaster Elite Series, we're going to be doing an Meet the Elites event at every event this year. And we're going to go to a local church, and we'll have several of our guys that will give testimonies, and they'll be signing autographs and answering fishing questions. And so that's coming up at every single BASS tournament this year. We're going to every single Elite Series tournament. Right. We're going to do a Meet the Pros, Meet the Elites event.
So yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
By the way, I thought that was really cool what you did this past year as far as presenting every elite with a Bible with their name on it, which was really cool. And, you know, I think that's a great ministry as well to be able to provide that to these guys, because you don't know which one. Look, we know there are a lot of faithful believers in the fishing world. It just happens to be that way. I don't know exactly why, but it is.
Right.
But you don't know which one of those guys that you hand that to is not a believer, it hasn't come to know the Lord yet, and you know, what a great opportunity to share that with them.
Man, it is a joy to be able to do that, and we try to do that for everybody that's new that comes in. They get a Bible with their name on it, and that has my number and how to contact me in case they ever want to talk about anything. And you know, several of those guys have, and it's just a pleasure to be able to do that on the Bassmaster Elite Series.
Do you guys have anything set up at the Elites as far as, you know, a tent or anything like that? Than the, you know, when they have the different events that are going on around the weigh-in?
Sometimes we do a tent. Normally we don't, just because I'm usually running around trying to do what I call servant evangelism to the guys, you know, whether it's running bags or whatever anybody needs.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what I'm usually doing. But I can be found at every blast off, in every way in. And if anybody ever, you know, wants to talk to me or meet me, I'd love to meet you, love to talk with you, love to pray with you. You know, we're available there at every single event.
You know, this show seems to have a very much of a upstate feel to it, because, you know, you're there doing this in Greenville and right there by Lake Hartwell. And, you know, earlier on the show, Neil Paul kicked things off for us from Visit Anderson. It's one of my favorite places in the world, or one of our sponsors as well, Visit Anderson. And on the same day here next Saturday, Matt Robertson has his Autumn tournament going on. He's got 250 boats right there on Hartwell for the Autumn tournament, and he had no idea it was going to turn out the way it did, and you know, that's going to have a charity aspect to it as well as time goes on. They're going to really help out with the high school kids and things like that, and that's just such a fishing-rich area where you are there.
I love the upstate of South Carolina. Neil is a great guy. And Hartwell is just an outstanding lake. So is Lake Kiwi. Kiwi's a great, you know, lake too. You know, Matthew's having his tournament on my day of doing my boat giveaway, and I wanted to fish in it. I already had my Autumn hat ready to go, and I'm not going to get a chance to do that. So I hate that, but I wish him all the best, you know, with that tournament. And, you know, if you've never visited Lake Hartwell, you need to get up here and see it. It's outstanding.
You need
really
to send somebody down there, like when they're having the weigh-in, they get 250 boats, and you who knows, you might sell another 100 tickets down there, you know, during the event. Have somebody go down there and start selling tickets.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I might have to give Matthew a call and ask him if we can do that. That would be super.
Absolutely. That would be very, very cool. So just talk about, you know, Well-Spoken Ministries. Is it 100% just built around, you know, professional fishing, or is there other things that you do, other appearances and so on?
There are other things we do. Well-Spoken Ministries is a 501c3 ministry designed to reach out to sportsmen and outdoorsmen, you know, with the gospel. And mm-hmm. so I do a lot of speaking engagements, wild game banquets, primarily men's ministry events, and that's simply because when you reach men, you reach the entire family, and women have carried the church for the last 50 years, and so part of my challenge is to try to get men to step up to the plate spiritually in their lives and their families, in the lives of their children, in the lives of our community, to be the leaders that God has called us to be.
It's one of the absolute most important things, and we are called to lead our families. There's no doubt about that. And I've often said that the biggest problem, you know, socially that we have in America is the lack of fathership. You know, I mean, it's just too many, and it's no disrespect to the moms that are out there that are raising their families and doing the best job that they can. But it takes a father too. The plan was a father and a mother. That's the way it's supposed to be. And so, you know, that's the way it should be. All right. So it's the 2023 boat giveaway for the Bass Chaplain. There's information at bassmaster.com about it. You go to chriswells.org and find out more about it there as well. Chris, keep up the great work. I appreciate you so much, and I'll find you somewhere out there on tour this upcoming season.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, thank you. That is Chris Wells. He's just a great guy. I can't remember if I had him on Bassmaster Radio before, but I had him on a show I do called Field of Faith Radio that airs in Florida once before, and I think that episode's going to be re-aired here during the holidays. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we return, Ish Monroe joins us from California next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. This segment of the show brought to you by the fine folks at Lake Hartwell in Anderson, South Carolina, as well. Green Pond Landing, one of the finest facilities anywhere in the country. Great tournament facility, and just so many tremendous tournaments at Lake Hartwell, and it fishes so big. That's the thing about Hartwell. It really does, and it's really, really great. And it's a great place to go this time of year as well, just to go to Anderson and hang out down there during the holidays and do a little shopping and so on. They just do a great job out there. All right, joining us now, a guy, we've had him on many times in the past. Let me tell you something. I remember having Ish Monroe on back in the days of the PAA when the show was Southern Bass Radio before Bassmaster Radio, when we only had 8 affiliates as opposed to 130 across the country. And I used to get Ish on every once in a while back then. I had met him at a Bass Pro Shops in East Tennessee, I think. And he's always been great to me, and I appreciate him so much. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Ish, welcome back. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
You remember those days, don't you? The old PAA tournaments.
Oh, my God. You're dating us now.
That was about 2005, maybe, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's a long time ago. Many, many moons.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, because a lot of that came about because everybody was always with tournament fishing. Everybody's always looking for a better mousetrap, and the pros always think, you know, maybe there's a better way to do it. We don't need to have entry fees. We don't need to do this. And in the end, it always kind of comes back to bass. You know what I mean? And it seems like, you know, they really try to do this right. And you know, you've been part of the EQs now. This will be your second year, you know, going through the Opens, which is a grueling way to get back to the elites, where you've won, I think, three blue trophies, something like that, a couple of other wins with bass. But, you know, you can try and reinvent the wheel, but really it's kind of pretty tough to do.
No, it's really not. You know, once again, bass fishermen love consistency, and bass has been consistent all the way through and strong. When you're consistent, you're strong. That means you do have a program that works, and people love bass. I mean, to this day, I still drive down the road, you know, not even worried about going fishing. You see bass loads in the back of people's trucks and cars. Mm.
Yeah, that shield is important. I mean, it always has been. And you can't replace 50, 55 years of history. I mean, you can't make it up. You know, history is what it is, and certainly you've had a great history with bass. You've won over $1.6 million on the bass side of things, along with a lot of money in other circuits as well. But you know, again, you're in the EQs for this upcoming year. They've added a lot of money to it, more money in the Angler of the Year deal as well. And when you look at the roster of guys that are already in, you get a number of guys that are former elites, you get another number of guys trying to get in, and then you get all these local sticks. This 225 boat field in these Opens, this is grueling, man. This is some of the best fields in all of fishing.
Yeah, you have prior class winners, you know, Cliff Pace, he's fishing, you know, top elite winners, Mike McClellan, you've got myself, Randall Tharp. I mean, there's a lot of great fishermen that fish the EQs. You know, Chase Anderson, the owner of Bass, has done a fantastic job with the live coverage that we get, you know, on Fox. Then, you know, increasing the pace. I mean, when I talk about consistency, he's consistently doing better. He's consistently giving the anglers more opportunity to, you know, make a living. And even guys in the EQ level, you know, everybody goes, oh, well, you're taking a step down from the, you know, fishing on the pro highest tour, but you know, the opportunities there from media coverage to television coverage is keeping the sponsors happy, and that's super important.
Well, and that's interesting because there's been a lot of talk about that lately. Now, I know you've been floating around out there in the Pacific Ocean doing your annual offshore fishing deal, and we'll get to that in a minute because Ish Monroe is a very versatile fisherman, loves the salt water as well, has got himself a nice rig to go offshore with. But having said that, there's been some chatter lately of some guys who, some of the young guys that are saying, I just want to fish. I just want to go out there and fish. I want to get paid more, and I just want to fish. But that's not what being a professional angler is about, is it? I mean, it's that work you do with the sponsors and that work you do on product and all of those different things. I mean, you're like a little corporation that has all these different tentacles. The fishing is part of it, certainly. You want to catch them, and you need to win some money as well. But that's only part of it. Nobody's going to pay guys just to go out and fish and do nothing else. They don't even do it with golfers. You know, they have endorsement deals and everything else.
Exactly. Most pro athletes in any level, they are marketers. So you take Michael Jordan. He had his contract with the Bulls, but Michael made 100-fold with Nike. And he made a hole for one reason, because he was Michael Air Jordan. He built a brand. He sold more shoes than anybody has ever sold in the entire history of shoe sales. Yeah. Tiger Woods have sold more Nike caps and golf clubs than any other golfer. You know, professional bass fishing is the new guys that come in and they feel like, oh, well, I qualified for the Elite Series. I should get paid by sponsors. Well, why should you get paid? Because you qualified? Well, you don't sell any product. Companies have money to give to people who sell product. You're a salesman. You're a representative of that company. And you're worth a percentage of the sales that you make with that company.
Yeah.
And fishing is an avenue to building credibility. If you go out there and you catch them on a particular bait, you catch them with a particular rod and reel, you run a certain kind of boat, and you show why people need to have those products, then that makes you valuable with a company.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think in the height of his career, Tiger Woods would make $10 million on the golf course and then $100 million through endorsements. And last year, exactly. I just saw Shohei Ohtani. He made $30 million from the Angels in his salary and made $40 million in Japan through endorsements. You know, and right. So that's a big part of everything that that you guys do. There's no doubt about it. I know you must have been disappointed though last year in the results. I mean, you had some really good results along the way, had some really nice tournaments, but you had a couple of bombs, and that's how competitive it is. It'll kill you, you know, if you have a couple that that don't go your way.
That's fishing. You know, that's the whole thing is it's fishing. You can have the best pattern and then the weather changes. You could have, you know, the best equipment and possibly have an equipment failure of for some reason unknown. Mm-hmm. It's just the way things go. Yeah, I mean, I was happy with my overall standing, but I had some good finishes. I got some television time. I've got a lot of work in with the companies that I work with, whether it's Skeeter Boats and my boat dealership or Yamaha and being a part of, you know, Yamaha Right Waters and fighting for people's rights to fish.
Right.
You know, and doing cleaning up projects to keep Tennessee River beautiful and companies like that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Ish Monroe with us here. Finished strong, 23rd. At the Harris Chain is now we saw the big news that came out a couple of weeks ago with the deal between One Bass and Bassmaker or Bassmaster, where now, you know, guys will be able to qualify for the Nation Championship, which is also a path to the Classic and a path to the Elites and the Opens and so on. And they could do that through One Bass. And I just think about some of that. Some of those lakes and some of that water in California. I've never fished in Northern California. I want to. It's a bucket list thing for me. But I think of a place like, you know, like Okeechobee or the Harris Chain, where you did have a good tournament. It the pictures that I see of Clear Lake and of the California Delta and things like that, it's kind of similar, right? It's not just all deep, clear water out there.
Yeah, it's funny. If you take Lake Okeechobee and you take what we call the north end of Clear Lake, the Lake Port, side of it, it's a big bowl and it's shallow water fishing and reeds and grass and everything that I love to fish. So being able to go win on a place like Clear Lake and win on Okeechobee, it's kind of the same kind of flipping, you know. I won an Elite Series event on Lake Okeechobee in 2012, and then I won multiple tournaments on Clear Lake over the last 3 to 5 years, and it's just pretty much been in frogging.
Yeah. And what a great opportunity this is for the guys that fish out west, because there are some really good sticks out there, and now they'll have an opportunity to work their way to the Nation Championship through One Bass. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, One Bass is a great organization. They've held great events. They're the longest standing pro-am circuit out on the West Coast. Billy Egan and his crew, you know, they do a great job with events, and teaming up with Bassmasters, it gives a young guy an opportunity here to get a taste of it. He makes it to the Nation. He makes it to the Nation Championship. He makes it to the Classic. The kid's got all the opportunity to, you know, have an opportunity to make it a living.
Right.
You know, he gets a taste of it. If he takes all the advantages, if he goes out there, he works hard in One Bass, he makes it to the Nation, he takes those opportunities of doing media coverage, and then he makes it to the Classic. He takes that and he wins the Classic, he's got a career started in bass fishing. Or he takes that and he qualifies for the Elites, then he's got a chance.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ish Monroe with us here. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Ish Monroe, get his thoughts about the upcoming season. Also ask him, you know, he's one of many anglers that have come out of California. A lot of them move east. Ish, no, he's staying out there in California. He'll come east for the tournaments. We'll ask him about that as well. It's all coming up. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. We're visiting with Ish Monroe. He's a guy that's had an incredible career. He's just pushing 50, which doesn't make him, you know, it doesn't. To me, that's I'm well past 50 now, so it doesn't. To me, I look at that as being right in the peak of a career, you know. But Ish, when we look at the guys that did qualify, it was funny. I talked to Ben Milliken about this when I talked to all nine of the qualifiers for the elites that came out of the EQ. Milliken's 33 years old. And they were all much younger. That he was the old guy in the picture. There was like all these kids, and one kid's 18 years old. I got spinnerbaits older than that kid. I mean, it's amazing how young these guys are. But I love competing against them.
Yeah, he can't even can't even buy a beer yet, but yet he's qualified for the Elite Series, and that's multiple. I mean, I think the average age was like 23 or 24 years old when you averaged it out. I mean, that tells you the amount of talent, and it tells you technology on how things have gotten better, because a lot of those guys caught their fish using Lowrance active target.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It has become the way. Are you – I mean, it's not going away. I mean, it's not like it's something you can't put the pace back in the tube. No. But you can talk about whether or not you need to have four, five, six – you know, these different units all around the sides of the boat, you know, doing forward facing. We've seen that, you know, Bass is going to try and do something to at least survey and talk to the guys about how much technology is on a boat. What is your thought on it? Because you're a strong shallow water guy, man. You're a frog guy all day long if you can. You don't need that stinking thing. But what's your take on it and where we're going with this technology?
I believe that they should not limit technology. The kids that want to work harder and be able to use it, you know, if you have two, three, four, you know, you have one in scout mode, you have one in forward facing. I mean, to me, if they want to put in that effort and that energy, but you got two sides of that deal is the more stuff you put on your boat. Like for me, being a shallow water grass fisherman, it's going to catch more grass. It's going to hang up and stuff. Also the signal, if you've got multiple pinging signals, it might end up scaring the fish. But I believe that, you know, if you want to take it and you learn it and you want to have two off the back, two on the front, go for it. I think it's okay. It's technology is only going to get better and better and better over the years. You know, everybody thought the AquaView camera was going to be the end all the bass fishing, is you could actually see the fish. Well, seeing that it wasn't, because just because you saw them doesn't mean that you still can catch them. And that's what technology does, allows you to find the fish better, but you still have to go out and catch the fish.
That's a great point. To that point of pinging, I love getting other shallow. I'm a shallow water guy myself. I love you know, working the shallows and working the top water whenever possible. But what is your take on the ping? Do you turn everything off? Do you just keep mapping on when you're shallow? Do you really think it affects them?
No, I don't. I think it affects them, but I don't turn it off, because, once again, I can't tell you how many times my active targets found me a clump of grass that I never would have found. And that clump of grass of me making multiple casts to it to end up catching a fish. It has its great shallow water applications as well as in deep water. You know, the last term of the year was on Table Rock Lake, and guys were catching fish suspended over 100 feet of water, and active target allowed them to do that. And so I think it's great to have it. I can tell you that there were fish that I saw that I still couldn't catch, and I had to make adjustments, and it just allows you to, you know, make those right adjustments. You throw a jerk bait, it's, and the fish follows the jerk bait, but he doesn't eat it. That means you need to change baits or change colors. And so active target allows you to do that. And so I still think, let the guys play, let the guys work on technology, because everybody has the capabilities for the same technology. It's not like a guy can say, oh, well, I can only put one on my boat, or I can't afford to put that on my boat. You just have to work harder and put it on the boat and learn how to use it. I think let them run.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Ish Monroe with us here. We share a sponsor in Missile Baits, Johnny Cruz and his crew. They do such a great job. That company has grown so much. I mean, just in the last 10, 12 years, you know, what they've been able to do. But you're such a good top water guy. I mean, he doesn't have a top water anywhere in that lineup. He's got the jigs, the mini flips, all that stuff, and great soft baits. You know, maybe you need to get with him and design a little bit of top water action for him.
Well, it, it's funny that you say that, because, but the missile-based D-bomb to me is the best flipping bait in the country. Mm-hmm. I've won more money on that. Actually, it's funny. I won a Bass Open in 2011 with it on Oneida using it, and then I won Okeechobee in 2012 when the company was first just getting started. And, you know, there's been a lot of fish caught on it, and I've won a lot of money with it, and it just keeps getting better and better. And to me, it's the best creature bait on the planet, and John works great hard designing all these great colors, and Byron, his national sales manager, makes it sure that it's available to everybody out there on the planet.
Yeah. I mentioned that you you live in California, and you continue to stay out there. Why not move east? You know, being that so much of your professional fishing, bass fishing wise, is over here in the east. And do you come east and stay over here for 4 or 5 months, at a time during the season, or are you going back and forth?
No, I'm going back and forth. You know, I'm running two rigs back and forth. It's the only way for me. You know, I love the fishing in California. I love the weather in California and the saltwater fishing. And so it's really hard for me to even consider moving back east somewhere just because saltwater fishing. I mean,
yeah,
we have the best of all worlds, whether it's deep water, saltwater, shallow water, saltwater, you know, tuna to salmon to rock cod and everything else in between.
So you love doing that stuff. I get a kick out of it. Yeah. Dead of winter, my daughter has a 25-foot contender with a 300 Yamaha on it, and she loves inshore fishing. And my son-in-law, they spend a lot of time out, you know, with the reds and the snook and so on. To me, that's the off-season for me. I need a little off-season. Yeah. I don't know if you put the bass rigs down for a minute, you know, in the wintertime, but I know that for me, between my job in Alabama with ESPN Radio talking football in the fall, and then sneaking down there and doing some inshore and offshore saltwater fishing in the Gulf. If I'm out of the bass boat for 8 weeks or so, I'm chomping at the bit. I'm reorganizing everything, and I can't wait to get started again. And I'm looking at, you know, Okeechobee and getting ready to go fish the open down there in February and everything else. So I need a little off season. Does Ish Monroe have any kind of an off season?
Yes. And that's, you know, me and the wife, we go down to San Diego and we hop on the Vagabond and go for a 10-day tuna trip. And
nice. We
chase pelagic fish and catching a bunch of yellowtail and yellowfin and bluefin and everything else, grouper, you name it. And we just have a great time with it. And so that's my detach from bass fishing. And then I'm geared up coming back, ready to go fishing for bass.
Do you do any of the inshore stuff? I mean, if they said to you, hey, Ish, we want you to be on that redfish tournament and fish with one of those redfish pros, would that be something you'd be all about? I mean, I know Yamaha's awfully involved in that, Skeeter.
Definitely. Be on a flats boat. You know, most of the time, those guys are wearing shorts and flip-flops in the dead of wintertime. Heck, yeah, sign me up.
There's no doubt about it. How is your, you know, when you look ahead to the schedule, it starts at Okeechobee, which you as you outlined, you have one down there before the open schedule starting down there, and it seems to have a really nice flow to it. What's your take on this schedule coming up for the nine opens at Wolf Fish?
I think it's going to be very diverse. You look at, we start in Florida for the guys who are fishing the EQs, to heading to Arkansas, to, we're going almost, you know, halfway from Texas back and forth all over the country. And I'm super excited about it. Like you say, Okeechobee, I mean, I've won there. I still hold the record for the biggest four-day weight on Lake Okeechobee at 108 pounds. Why wouldn't I want to go back and start there?
Yeah. I think I'm fishing. I'm going to fish Okeechobee. I'm going to fish Logan Martin, because that's only a couple hours from the house. So I'm looking forward to that one in May. And then head over to Hartwell. My great friend Neil Paul, and they're tremendous sponsors of the show. And I can't wait to get out to Hartwell in October and fish that place as well. So it's and there's a lot of good tournaments all in between. Well, we're wishing you the best of luck, man. Want to see you back on the elites if that's where you want to be. This will be a great season of opens, and a lot more TV coverage, more money into the open circuit as well. And Ish Monroe will be a big part of that. Ish, I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. That's Ish Monroe. I like that guy. I mean, I've known him for 14, 15 years, 16, 17 years. Goodness gracious. And I like him. I think he's an absolute great fisherman. And it'll be very interesting to see him get back onto the elites. And I like guys that aren't just the 22-year-old guys. I like guys that have been around for a minute, you know, seasoned guys, if you will. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Remember, you can always find the show at the Anglers page at Bassmaster.com. Go to Bassmaster.com, click on Anglers, and you can find it there. Or go to Bassmaster.com/radio, and you can find all 350-plus shows that we have done over the years. So until next time, make sure you keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.